Hi, this is Johnny Clegg.
This is Jesse Clegg.
This is Laudu from A-King.
This is Dylan from Congress.
I'm Robert.
I'm Chris.
We're from Robert John the Wreck.
This is Duncan Foran. You listen to Greg Nedlung on South African Rock Connection.
On KX93.5 FM.
FM.
Woo!
KX93.5, the SA Rock Connection. Greg Nitling, your host for the next hour here. The show, the SA Rock Connection, is brought to you by Mozambique Steakhouse right here on the PCH in good old Laguna Beach. I hope you all are doing well. Thank you for tuning in on this Wednesday evening. It's still weird for me to say that because the show moved. Originally, we were on Saturdays noon, but we moved to this slot Wednesdays at 7 p.m. And if it's the first time you're tuning in, welcome to the SA Rock Connection. Here we bring you some good South African rock, also combined with local Californian rock and just good music from all over the place. Music you won't necessarily hear anywhere else, but here on KX93.5. All right, let's go to the music. Actually, we're not going to go to the music right yet because I have on the line Jason Oosthuizen from that band you just heard there called Uth. It's a brand new band from South Africa called Uth. And Jason Oosthuizen is the lead vocalist and guitarist for that band. He's also the country's best drummer. So, I mean, this man is just full of talent. But let's go over to the phone here and see if we have Jason on the line. Hi, Jason. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
So, hey, thanks, Jason Oosthuizen, for giving me some time out of your very busy schedule. I know you are doing so many things at the same time. I don't know when you sleep, but you got some time to talk to me. I'm very grateful.
Thank you very much for having me on your show.
Awesome, man. And so, yeah, so you just released a solo album. It's not really a solo album, but it's you as a frontman of a very new band called Uth. So tell me a little bit about how did you go from being a drummer for a plethora of bands and musicians to doing your own band and fronting this band?
I think it was just kind of cool to have a different challenge. And so I just ended up writing a full album and then recorded the album and then put a band together to play live, and now we're hitting the road.
All right, so you had an album launch not so long ago, and it's a full album, and normally new bands will come out with an EP first, but you just decided to jump into the deep side and do a full album. So the album is called Who Cares What You Think, right?
Yeah, that's it.
And it's a 10-track album. And this has now hit the shelves.
That's it. It's available on all digital platforms, and it's available on the shelves in South Africa.
Awesome. Yeah, because in South Africa, everybody still buys CDs, right?
Well, I mean, that's kind of debatable. I don't think that they really do. I think it's just there's one or two CD shops who are holding on for dear life.
But it's good. I mean, it's good. I like the actual product still in my hand, and I mean I buy vinyl still, so you know I hope that doesn't go away.
Yes, yeah.
But back to your album here, Who Cares What You Think? What is that all about?
I just think that too many people care about what other people think, and I think it would be so cool if everybody for one day just didn't give a damn. So you know, from when you wake up, it's, you know, did I brush my teeth enough? Is my breath still stinky? Or what should I wear today? Like, is my boss going to be okay with it if I wear this? And if I'm driving, am I driving in the correct lane? What is the person next to me going to think if I switch lanes now? Right through to everything else. I just think everybody always thinks so much about what other people think of them that, I mean, I'm a drummer in a band where some people tell me now that I'm being silly by doing a solo album because what happens if it's not good and it might affect my drumming career. And then I just said, well, I don't really care what you guys think. Awesome. It's what I want to do, and I'm going to do it in any way.
Awesome. So who cares what they think? Exactly. So, okay, the album is called Who Cares What You Think, and the band is called Ooth, and it's spelled O-O-O-T-H. So,
that's it.
And is this correct pronunciation of that, Ooth?
Yeah, it's called Ooth, yeah, that's Ooth. It.
Okay, so cool, man. So let's go to a track from the album here. I played a track before, so what would you like to hear now, and tell me a little bit about the song?
Sure, I don't even know, to be honest.
Anything that pops into your head from the album?
I think Grateful, you know, I think that's just a cool song about being grateful for the time that you currently have being here, you know. So, yeah, I mean, I think for me, I'm, you know, and it says it in that track, like I'm grateful dead, grateful alive, you know, I'm just grateful for whatever's going on, you know. So, yeah.
Awesome. Okay.
I think it's a cool track.
So I'll spin that track right now. This is Uth from the brand new album called Who Cares What You Think, and this one is called Grateful.
Grateful dead, grateful alive, time spent with you was alright. Grateful dead, grateful alive, time spent without you is not alright. that it's something I wanna do.
Are you still there, Jason?
Yes, I'm still here.
Awesome, man. That was a great track. I love that. I love that song. And I you know, I can see this go very big everywhere in the world. So that's absolutely awesome. So tell me a little bit about the process of getting all of this done and how long it took you and what's next.
Basically, I actually only properly started playing guitar about 8 months ago.
No way.
And that was when I kind of started this album. So I kind of learned how to play guitar while making this record. And then, about 4 months ago when I had to start doing lyrics, I then started learning how to sing. So it's been a little 8 month process of guitar and 4 months of singing. And then, so that's pretty much how long it took. It was pretty cool. I went in, I played all the drums, and then I started doing some bass and some guitars, and some of the there's two guitar solos that I didn't play on because I couldn't play them.
Yeah.
And then for right now, so the album's just come out, and I actually just wrote a track on Monday which will form part of the Oof acoustic album, which comes out in July next year.
You never rest.
So yeah, so there's already one track done for that, and then I'll start recording that in February. But I also have a Oof live DVD coming out in February.
Holy, that is a lot of stuff going on, man. And and you also did everything besides playing the guitar, writing the lyrics, singing on this. You also recorded the drums on the album, right? And
yes, yeah.
And what else?
Pretty much everything, eh? I had a little bit of help here and there, but nothing major. You know, like I can play most of the stuff, but I just couldn't play it tight enough for the album. Some of the, you know, and obviously I can't do guitar solos.
Yeah.
So I had a guy come in and do the two guitar solos.
Okay, but this is very impressive. And then you, of course, have a live band called Oof, and you're fronting the band, singing it. Then you tell me a bit about the band Oof and the band members.
So for the launch, I had Chris van der Walt from the Blackhead Bones on bass guitar, but it looks like I'm going to be changing up the bass player for the new year, as Chris is quite busy with his other projects. Then I have Werner Bosman from Jesse Clegg. He's on lead guitar. And then I got a guy called Slade, who's a nice youngster who really just does the job. You know, he really plays the drums perfectly, just the way I would want it to be done. So yeah.
All right. I'm happy. So for him, it's huge shoes to fill, eh?
You know, they're not that big.
No, but I mean, if I have to play drums for you, I will be extremely nervous. It's like playing drums for Dave Grohl.
You know, Dave's not that good. Just kidding.
Watch it. This is an American radio station.
No, I'm just kidding. Dave's amazing.
Yeah, I think you are very much influenced by him doing this solo album, doing everything.
I do like the Foo Fighters, but I wouldn't say I'm not like a diehard fan, but I have seen them live and I do really enjoy them a lot. Like, they are a cool band.
Dave Grohl is a cool guy, and I mean, going from drums to leading a band like Foo Fighters, that's quite a good thing. And I can see that
that's
in you.
Damn incredible. You know, like, what he's done is insane.
It is. And I can see that in you. I can see you have the drive. And I mean, listening to this album, listening to the quality of these songs, And it's just phenomenal. And that this is your first album ever, and you just started playing guitar like 8 months ago, and you released an album. And I mean, this is incredible. And exactly, who cares what you think, the other people who said you couldn't do it, the naysayers. You will show
exactly.
them. This is phenomenal. But let's go to another song here, Jason. What's next, do you think?
I say let's go with the title track of the album called Who Cares What You Think.
So, all right. So, Who Cares What You Think from the album Who Cares What You Think from the band Uth. And on the line, I have Jason Oosthuizen, the creator, lead vocalist, guitarist, drummer for this band. All right. Here is Who Cares What You Think.
How do you run from what's in
Jason, you still on the line?
Yes, I'm still here.
Awesome. And that, yet again, another great track there. I can't see that this is not going to go places. You're talking about having international tours, setting that up. You're talking about wanting to go to the States, having a tour there. So hopefully we will see you in the States soon with Uth.
Yes, definitely. I'm definitely planning on coming there next year. And I hope to be playing Laguna Beach, as I've been there once before and I would love to go back.
Indeed. Yeah, you were actually in studio at KX9035. I think it was 2014, July 2014. Yes, or something. And it's about time you get back there, man.
Exactly. I'm definitely keen to come back and I want to also play that venue again. What is it called? The Mozambique.
Mozambique, yes. Mozambique actually sponsors the show. So there you have it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, I'm sure you will be welcome in Laguna Beach, but not only there. I think that this, you with Uth and this album and all these great songs will go far, and definitely, I'm sure that you will be able to organize a tour in the United States. And all the best with that, man.
Awesome. Thank you very much for having me.
All right, but thank you for giving me the time here. I can hear that you're extremely busy. So I'm going to go out here with another track. Any dedications that you want to dedicate personally, this track? And which track would you like to dedicate to whom?
Oh, goodness me, I'm not sure.
Spotlight. Whoop.
Yeah, I would say there's a song called Small World. And yeah, I think it would be cool to kind of just dedicate that one to like all the listeners, because it's kind of a song about we live in a small world where everybody thinks that they know us, but we also live in a small world where everybody thinks that they own us. But in actual fact, no one really owns anything, because you're going to die and then you're going to never take anything with you. So I just think people should always remember that and actually be a bit more kind-hearted.
Absolutely.
I don't know if that makes any sense, but yeah.
Absolutely, and that's deep, man. But yes, absolutely, and and it's also a small world that we all connected, and we will see each other or close to, and it's a small world because you'll be in Laguna soon again.
Exactly, that's it.
So okay, this is Uth with the debut album. Who Cares What You Think? You can get it on iTunes and other online stores, and
yeah.
You need to go out and check this out. And this is the track number 7 from the album called Small World, and Jason is dedicating this to all the listeners of this radio station. Thanks, Jason.
Awesome. Thank you very much for having me. Chat soon.
Thank you, man. All the best there, and I think this is going to go far.
Thank you, man. I really hope it does.
All right. Cool, man. Cheers.
Bye.
Step back.
KX93.5, the SA Rock Connection, and you heard there Small World from the band Ooth. And yes, that was the interview there. We had Jason Oosthuizen on the line all the way from South Africa, and he is the front man, the founder of Ooth. And Jason is originally a drummer. He played for the band Van Cocq Cartel and a plethora of other artists and musicians. He has a lot of tribute bands going on in South Africa. And now he just outdone himself and started this band, Ooth, where he is the lead vocalist and guitarist. And what talent. And I'm looking forward seeing Ooth in the United States. And hopefully you will see them at a live venue close to you soon. So that was Ooth. So we heard there from Ooth, Small World. So I want to play you some other music with Jason on the drums. He also played drums for this band, Lost and Found. There's another band from South Africa. And I'm going to play you a tune here called The End of the Bar. And this is Jason Oosthuizen on the drums. So he is a multi-talented musician. You're listening to KX93.5, the SA Rock Connection.
still we wasted away, longing for better days. Sometimes I feel small when I think of it all. I wonder if I have even lived life. Then sweet sister Teresa gave me these simple words to live by. She said, don't let life pass you by, sonny. Just be who you are today. And don't fail. Subscribed to the life they prescribed. It's so controlling and passionate, and damning and blasphemous. But had I not lived that life that I did, I can honestly say I'd probably not be here today. And I've learned my lessons in the strangest ways. So don't let life pass you by, sonny. Just be who you are today. And don't fill your world up with worry. Just be who you are today. They say you've gotta be born again, and that you're living in sin. Interpreted scripture, and straining the life out of man. So don't let life pass you by, sonny. Just be who you are today. And don't fill your world up with worry. Just be who you are today.
KX 93.5, the SA Rock Connection, and there you heard a band called Lost and Found with a track there called Clocks, and before that you heard End of the Bar. And Jason Oosthuizen, who we just interviewed in the beginning of this show, is playing drums for that band. And of course, if you listen to the interview, you would know Jason Oosthuizen just released a solo album called Who Cares What You Think? And yeah, so check them out, Ooth. They will be touring, and yeah, I don't know what to say. It's just brilliant from Jason to bring out an album where he literally plays almost every instrument on that album. So let's go to some South African music here, other South African music. This is a band called Shadow Club, and they also just released a new album. This is a single from that album called Witch's Soul. You're listening to the SA Rock Connection, and this show is brought to you by Mozambique Steakhouse, where you can find live music almost 7 days a week. It's on the PCH in Laguna Beach. Here is Shadow Club.
I'll be coming to the car.
KX93.5, the SA Rock Connection. The show is brought to you by Mozambique Steakhouse here in beautiful Laguna Beach. Thank you for tuning in on this Wednesday evening. And we started off the show with an interview with Jason Oosthuizen from the band Ooth, a brand new band from South Africa. But Jason is not a new musician. So if you missed that interview, you can always get that in the podcast, which will be up soon. You heard there a band called Shadow Club just before, and their brand new song from a brand new album called Big Green Mamba Dream. And that song is called A Witch's Soul. I'm going to go into a double play here from a band called The Narrow. First up here from The Narrow is a song called Dream of Perelandra. And that is also the title of the new album from The Narrow, Dream of Perelandra. And by the way, Jason also plays drums for these guys when they tour. There you have it. All right, KX93.5, the SA Rock Connection.
Lie here and comfort and know that the ones that are
KX93.5, the SA Rock Connection. And that was a double play there from a band called The Narrow from South Africa. And from a brand new album that they also released not so long ago. So we almost at the end of the show. Another 10 minutes or so that you have to put up with me, with my South African music. But hey, I'm actually going to go local now. I'm going to go Foo Fighters. And yes, they're very local because the drummer is actually from Laguna Beach. So some local music here for you from the Foo Fighters. You're listening to the SA Rock Connection on KXN 93.5.
There you go again, putting words into my mouth. This one's for you to know and for me to find out. All that trouble and you want about, how you gonna know till you hear it out loud? Stop, ask myself, what did I do? What did I do to deserve you?
God is my witness, yeah, it's gonna
All right, Foo Fighters there on KX93.5, the SA Rock Connection. So we are out of time. That's it for us for today. I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope you enjoyed the interview with Jason Oosthuizen from the brand new band Ooth with their brand new album that's out. If you missed that, it will be podcasted soon. So I'm going to go out here with another Ooth track. This one is called Calling Me. So this is it. The SA Rock Connection signing off. We'll be back next Wednesday, same place, same time. Please tune in again. Tot ziens. Salagachle. Or goodbye.